Yes, a very good afternoon to you, or it's a good evening to you. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Business and Economic segment. For today's a special one. Today is a mining segment. My name is Kanjengo Kamekulu Kwanyoga, and this is, man, our daily or Monday to Friday program. We intend to bring you business and economic news, analysis, conversations, anything that add value. The main aim is wealth creation. The main aim is to facilitate information flow. The main aim is to make sure that all those that are supposed to participate in an economy, they participate, especially those that are willing. And given even the current statistics of our population, the number of or the size of our labor force, those that are willing to work, those that they have given up. So what Eagle FM does is this: we facilitate information flow. We make sure that we share the relevant information for you to participate, for you to make the right decisions, and for you to be a rational consumer, a rational investor, or as long as you participate in this economy. Now, for today, it's a special segment, as I indicated. We went into partnership with Bannerman Mining Resources Namibia to come and share their story. Remember, we want to share the stories. We want to talk about investment. We want to talk about wealth creation. We want to talk about building this country. And in building the country, we need to talk about those stories that inspires what is happening, the investment that inspires. And to begin this mining segment, we are going to have three sessions. Today is the first one. To begin now the journey, to lighten the spark, and to go to take this journey somewhere in the Namib Desert, or between or within the Rongo region, we are now going to listen to or to introduce the chairperson of the board of Bannerman Mining Resources Namibia, who is going to give us or to, you know, to take us inside the journey, the 15 years journey that got us here. Memekadikwa, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Eagle FM. Welcome to the business and economic segment. Welcome to our first mining session.
You know, in Zulu, they say halala. Mm. Halala is when you are celebrating, when you are kickstarting a new season. Mm. Yes, thanks for the invite, mm-hmm. and good evening to all your listeners and viewers and sympathizers.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, mm. yeah.
So Mekadikwa, we have you today. As we say that when you come to Eagle FM, we want to facilitate conversations. Mm. We just do not want to give out statistics. We want to facilitate the conversations. We want to talk about investment. And when we talk about the word investment, I think many of us barely understand what it takes for capital to be put on the ground and for it to start growing seed, for us to see the leaves. Mm. We barely understand the journey that has been taken and what it takes for such seed to seed capital to germinate. Mm. And for today, we want you to take us through something very, very important. Mm. A couple of individuals, we can call them investors, we can call them companies, discovered something, or it has been known that Namibia is one of the producers, it has reserves of uranium. Mm. But it take courageness, it take certain assessment, it take years. Can you just please take us through the Bannerman Mining Resources Namibia journey. 15 years of hard work, assessment, and research, and waiting on a Tango Uranium project for it to now to culminate and for it to be granted a Tango mining license in December 2023. Mm. Can you just please give us a bit of a historical background of what culminated into that license being given?
Mm. Okay. You know, there's an African proverb that says, well, if you want to go fast, go alone. Mm-hmm. But if you want to go far, you must go with others. Mm-hmm. If there's anything that Bannerman journey has taught me is the far. Mm-hmm. Imagine planting a seed in 2007 and it's in 2 years' time, it's 2027. How many years is that? Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And you just keep watering, watering. Mm. Surely you must have believed in what you are watering. Mm-hmm. And also you must have belief in what your fruit will be.
Mm.
Because otherwise it's so much easier. Even a farmer cannot wait 20 years for a yield.
Mm-hmm.
And our journey has not even fruited yet.
Mm.
We're just at the beginning actually of another journey.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to speak at the level of sub A.
Yeah.
Because I had to understand this landscape at the sub A level.
Mm-hmm.
So I will not speak at the technical level, the MP2, you know?
Yeah.
Because if 50% of our population, 50 plus, is unemployed and 46% of those are educated, and me having been, I mean, I accessed basic education, higher and tertiary, and higher institution.
Mm-hmm.
And even I struggled to understand and digest some of these concepts, not being a trained geologist.
Mm.
Now, imagine what a listener right now would be thinking.
Mm.
So I'll take it from that angle, if it's okay.
Mm.
And when it becomes too technical, with due respect, I'll refer it to my technical team.
Definitely. We have three more segments, two more segments coming.
So the technical gurus will come in.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, I'll talk from how we as, and I'm talking from indigenous Namibian, when we grew up, or when I grew up, we used to even sing chants. That time was now when the same Nyomas came from exile.
Mm-hmm.
We used to chant, I had to be more straight. Namibia edule tu, nena tuli, elinoka we nongopolo. So we were chanting about these diamonds, ongopolo, uranium, without really understanding what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in the era where I can now transfer that spirit and that understanding into comprehension. So how the mining landscape works, and obviously I speak under correction, but I'm extremely confident on my information. There has to be a survey done. So an area is surveyed, and then a geological profile is created. In this area it looks like there could be a deposit of, because of the geology, gold or diamonds, etc. And then obviously that took the interest of geologists in 2007 when the deposit was surveyed, and then a company was created. It was listed in the stock exchange, Australian Stock Exchange, and then the drilling process started in 2007. The team was very small at that time. It was just the, you know, the founding team. And that drilling went on until about 2014, when the market dynamics changed. I don't know if you know about the market dynamics. There was a uranium winter for a long time following Fukushima. And then uranium just went to sleep.
Everyone started getting scared of nuclear
energy. So all that time, that journey, that commodity had to go to sleep. Because even if it was available in terms of the geological finding, it was not feasible to mine at that time. So that is how we started and what happened. There was a deposit. It is feasible. And then a company was created, was listed. I joined the board in 2014 as a non-executive director. And then we went to sleep, so to say, because of the, my mentor always says there's a uranium winter. And then when uranium woke up, everything now starts falling into place. And that's what drove us to get to the mining license.
And perhaps just before you even go to the mining license, you said, you said something very important, that yes, there was a uranium winter. Because now, you, as you say, you are speaking from that perspective of a board person. You are overseeing certain things. And going into that uranium, because we are so want to inspire entrepreneurs who are coming on board and those who are thinking of taking a risk or going into the mining sector. There was a period where the uranium prices were just
an all low,
which take about 11 years for them to rebound. Now, maybe I just want you to say something that the patience within the investors, understanding yes, the reserve is there, but willing to take about almost 10 years of waiting, and we call it de-risking and waiting. Maybe if you can just say that that type of courage, and I don't want to call it the courage, but for somebody to find something so precious underground, but the market says something else, but they are willing to wait. And remember, they are so, in our country, in Namibia, they waited. We created that environment for them to wait. Maybe just for you to say something on that patience for them to be able to get to such a level.
Gabriel, industries like mining are not child's play. They're not child's play. If you don't have a vision, and the people that you are working with don't have a vision, I would not advise that you go near those industries. Yeah. First of all, the exploration is not guaranteed.
Yeah.
You are actually drilling, but you don't have guarantee that you will hit what you are looking for. It's an estimate. It's just an estimate based on different, it's like a formula, different factors. And then we say, okay, it looks like this can come out of this area. So already that needs some level of skill. Now, if emerging entrepreneurs or business people want to go into this industry, there must be that technical knowledge to understand. Otherwise, how will you understand your capital investment? So I believe that the investors, of course, they understand what market dynamics are. Because only that's the only way I will not disinvest. I know the market will come up, but I don't know when. So I'll hold out until then. What I would like to commend in that regard is this government. Really, okay, the late president used to say it a lot, but now I'm in a position where I'm tasting it. Do you understand? We really do have a conducive environment. It doesn't mean it's conducive throughout, you know, for every sector. But imagine being an offshore investor. You've got a board in Namibia, and you trust, you know, the ministry will respond when it's time to respond. You've got a management, and you trust that when the time comes, I will mine and I will honor my obligations as a mining company, and I will return my investment at some point. You understand? So in terms of the mining, and I think that is also one of the reasons why mining continues to grow in this country. I recently was in Erongo region. I mean, the volume of trucks, I'm even puzzled. How much of anything is there beyond just Bannerman? I mean, there's other mines in the region. There's the port. There's so much activity going on. The bottom line is you need to understand your market. You need to understand that some capital must be patient. To understand? The money, the capital personality is patient. If you're in retail, your capital cannot be patient. If you're in retail, your capital has to be busy because it must turn itself around, because that's the nature of the industry. So this capital has to be patient and understand the market dynamics. And then thirdly, which is my most important one, is really the environment, because it relies on integrity and trust and belief that that government of the Republic of Namibia, mind you, this company was started in 2007, but the governance of 2014 and 2025, it's like three different presidents in that period.
And
nothing has destabilized an investor at that level. I think that must be commended. Other African countries, my dear,
And not only on our government and on providing a conducive environment, but also because we talk about investors. We hear a couple of some investors who come in and they give threats that if you don't do this, you don't do this. But the Bannerman Mining Resources investors, we should also commend them for being patient.
Please.
Because they waited.
Just put the volume them, very loud.
For the market to come to come live after 10 years.
I want more volume to appreciate.
No, for it. They waited for them to be able to be patient at such a level, putting their work, assessing, doing all that research, and they still wait for about 11 years, because it took almost 11 years for the price to come there.
And there's more. Yeah. They haven't yielded yet.
Yes.
I think there's another a good 15 years ahead for them to say this investment has brought me X amount. Do you understand? So I would like to emphasize Napayoka Okamfindopo, please, to applaud the
better. Those are the type of investors we want.
Yes. Okay. It's actually a partnership. Many investors, I was reading, it yesterday? There was an article on NIDA projects.
Yeah.
And when COVID came, some investors went.
Yeah.
They never came back. Their phone numbers changed.
Yeah.
Imagine. Mm. So they were never there for the country's goals.
Yeah.
They were there on condition that everything is okay.
Yeah.
But when the things, when the climate changes or the atmosphere changes
or
the market dynamics change, they will leave that country as it is. Mm. So yes, they must be commended.
Yeah.
I applaud them.
Yes, the uranium landscape has changed, which gave them more confidence. I think the spot price is now at a certain level. The demand for uranium, mostly for nuclear energy and other things, are giving confidence to the investors, for especially for their capital, especially this one who have been patient. But as you indicated earlier, that yes, this company had has a board, Bannerman Mining Resources, a board which is in Namibia. And your journey also, I want also to focus on your journey there. So now you are now the chairperson. I was corrected, I think, last week because I referred you to just a member of the board. I also want to touch on that because I'm also appreciating the process of building capacity within the country, having Namibian people at the highest decision-making body. Mm-hmm. So let us go in that journey of how you got it to such a level from a non-executive director, chairperson of Bannerman Mining Resources Namibia, and for you now to be the chairperson. Maybe if you can just take us on that journey and how easier was it, you as being a Namibian, some of this investor coming from Australia, they have the capital. You know, when I have capital, I control everything, I say whatever. So how was that journey and how did they make it possible for you to be the chairperson of the mine?
Okay, there's many layers to my journey.
Yes, you guys only bought 1 hour, so I'm going to give you 10 minutes to give us that beautiful journey.
Hallelujah. Thank you to the team. I'm sure you heard that. So there's many layers to my journey.
Okay.
And I'm confident in my vulnerability, so I don't have to sugarcoat anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my and I'm speaking as Twapewa into this environment.
Yeah.
I was not only prepared,
but
I was trained.
Okay.
Do you understand? This is a technical field. You cannot possibly just enter because you have eyelashes and you put on a lip gloss. You too have to bring your A game. I have to study. I have to try and understand what does spot price mean? How does the global market work? Watch a lot of content and also read. So when I say I was prepared, I would like to acknowledge my mentor. Obviously, my life is surrounded by a variety of mentors because different stages of your life. But in this particular case, his name is Mike Leach. I call him Tate Mike Leach. And we met in the time of the former president. Other former president, Hifikepunye Pohamba, we served together on a committee called PIAC, President's Economic Advisory Council. And at that stage, he was the CEO, the MD for Rossing Mining. Okay. Rio Tinto owned it at that time. So I was invited to serve on the board of trustees for the Rossing Foundation. Yeah, Mashiwa is nodding now because she knows the story very well. But you cannot serve the Rossing Foundation well, because Rossing Foundation is funded by Rossing Mine. You cannot serve or guide the foundation and not understand the mother, which is now Rossing Uranium. So obviously I have to backtrack my understanding to understand, okay, what's happening there, which is feeding this one to be able to fulfill his mandate, especially in Arandas at that time. So that's where the uranium exposure came in. Oh, okay, this is how the markets work. This is the open pit. Okay, can I go to a mine? Can I go? Went to Australia, went to see more mines, rehabilitated mines. Is this how the mine closes? Okay, when we hear of life of mine, is this what it means? Okay, so you can actually complete a mining process and it becomes a farm. Because you get to Australia, some of the mines there, they're rehabilitated. You would not believe there was an open pit mine 30, 40 years ago. Mm. But generations have benefited because we keep hearing about what the mines have done well. Namdeb roasting. So obviously, it became a very personal journey for me and a lot of short courses. Short courses at every opportunity so I can understand, okay, how do you then move into the governance part? Okay, how do I, the compliance is heavily regulated.
Yes.
So you can't play. You can't play with your management because that checklist from the environmental clearance to ABC, you got to have it in order because one element, it throws everything off balance. So you got to keep your watch on the ball or your eye on the ball. Yeah. So after Mike left Rossing Uranium, I also then ultimately finished my term on Rossing Foundation and the opportunity then came up for Bannerman Mining. But that was a startup at that time. It was just at the in fact, where Bannerman is now is where Rossing was in 1976. Yeah. We're just starting our curve. To understand, they've had sufficient curves. We are just starting our curve now. Yeah. So that is now how I came into the uranium landscape or uranium mining landscape. In terms of the chairperson.
Yeah, because on that part, that is where now where we are interested because...
Why are you interested? Is it not possible or why is it so wow?
Why we are interested in this? As I keep saying that we at Eagle FM, we are intentional and deliberate. And I have also people asking, how is that mine going to benefit Namibia? So I want to use that journey. What did Bannerman do to assist you? Because we are saying we want to capacitate Namibians, right? So how did Bannerman... Because me knowing that she was just a non-executive, now Mekateko is the chairperson. So we want to understand how such a company and how the team that you have is able to position you and to give you all the necessary skills and the training that you need to be at that level to be able to provide the guidance.
Okay, I appreciate that. I think part of the conversation towards... I don't know if Namibian is the right thing or maybe indigenous because we have Namibians, but the indigenous element is the one that we are really talking about.
Yes.
Do you understand? So at every level, of our economy, it must be intentional.
Yep.
You cannot say Gabriel will figure it out. And that is what Bannerman has demonstrated to me. Very intentional. I was non-executive for 11 years. But there was an agenda. You will not leave that boardroom if you don't understand what we are talking about. What is your vision for the company? The way I get asked questions, do you understand? What do you think? What do you advise? So literally, your faculties are open until you can do an assessment and say, okay, I think I'm lacking in this element. Can we intervene? Whether it's with a seminar or some guidance in that regard. Where the chairperson is involved, I don't think anybody can appoint a chairperson without looking at their competencies. To understand? Or credentials. So that's what I'm saying. I was not only prepared, I was trained. Even recently, is it in November, October? I went. I came from training from Joburg, the Institute of Directors in Southern Africa, to get my certified directorship qualification. But you can't just allow it to fall into place. You've got to read the markets. You've got to understand. Let's say,
and I'm 11 now years seeing ago, how I'm now looking get it? At you. I'm now looking at you.
Yeah.
And that is what we wanted
Are
to
Are you
hear.
Feeling it now?
Yes.
Okay, you can give me five. Yes. Hallelujah. You can even say hallelujah, Gabriel. I say hallelujah all the time. Like, praise the Lord.
Yeah, I talk about ancestors. So.
Amen. Okay, as it is, no problem. 11 years ago, if I click ASX, Vakwetu, a girl born in Khamienta. I don't understand those codes.
Yeah.
But I need to be realistic and say, do you have an hour next week? Unpack this for me. What does that mean? Oh, what does that mean? Oh-ho! Okay, so this and this mean this. Oh-ho! You have to, that is why I believe in authentic leadership. There's different type of leadership. There's academic leadership, there's military leadership, there's bully leadership, different type. I am an authentic leader. I will never lead with pretense. To understand? Where I know, I know. Where I don't know, doesn't mean that I'm less
mm-hmm.
worthy. Do you understand? So we have different type of leadership. Mm-hmm. Some people don't want to look. Apparently, if you don't ask a question, if you ask a question, you look stupid. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you need to ask the question. Why would you want to lead blindly?
Yeah.
So in terms, Bannerman's environment, and I'm being extremely transparent here, is strength in your vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not just prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I was also trained.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot be prepared and trained if you are not trainable.
Mm-hmm.
So your part is to be trainable,
mm-hmm.
is to be teachable,
mm-hmm.
and to be available.
Mm-hmm.
And that is now what's on my shoulders. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no more, I can no longer outsource to Mike and say, Mike will say it. Mike trained me.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the directors, I'm not alone on the board.
Yeah.
We have directors.
Yep.
They trained me. They're available.
Mm.
And they continue to be available. And we give each other what we don't have. They receive from me what they don't have. And I receive what they have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
they're feeling it now.
That is what I want to hear. Because
okay.
look, because we are talking about investor now in a different light.
Mm.
We are no more talking about investors just in a capital light because they bring capital.
No.
We are talking about investors who bring value, who bring value to us. And that
who
is
who I can tell you.
Yeah.
Even if they look away one day,
mm.
they've left Namibia a better place.
Yes. And that is
because
what
of us.
And that is what we need to
demonstrate
hear.
Demonstrate that. Mm. Yes.
What Bannerman has done and is doing something, it's not just about the capital alone, but it's an investment in the human capital.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to understand that, yes, they gave us an asset. Oh. Bannerman prepared you. Now we have somebody at the governance level when it comes to the mining sector.
Okay,
so we
nice
wanted to appreciate that.
Yes,
yes.
Thank you.
Now,
so you can do that emoji for Bannerman. Yeah.
So now we touch a bit on the environment that has been created or the conducive environment that has been created.
Mm.
As we have indicated, in terms of technicalities, we will come back to that because we are already getting questions on how, what are we going to benefit and things like that. We will get to the numbers on as the segment continues.
Mm.
But when it comes to investment, the environment matters. Mm. Governance matter. We spoke on the chairperson. The environment matters. We keep preaching at Eagle FM about the conducive environment.
Mm.
But sometimes I think we also not appreciate what our government and the certain institution that we have in our country create such an environment. Maybe just also, again, 5 minutes again, the conducive environment that Namibia created for these investors, for this partnership to be patient as they are and to do gradual steps. Because something which is indicated there, they even found a bigger deposit earlier, but they scaled it down to say, let us scale down to do it in this way. And that take a level of patience. So maybe just to touch on a bit on the conducive environment, on how our government or the institution that we have contributed to these patience and confidence from these investors.
Okay, so I serve in various elements
and
various boards. So I have different optics at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Here I'll see this way.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't mean I'm alpha and omega,
mm-hmm.
but I do understand where different players come from.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm driving and I'm listening to Eagle FM and a caller calls in, like they do, by the way, I listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, yeah, these foreigners, they're just taking our things.
Yes.
And they're not ABC. I do understand.
Yes.
Because
and I'm glad.
Yeah, I understand fully.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we are here. To have the conversation because we must personalize this. We must not make it impersonal, put it behind institutions.
Mm.
Let people ask questions. Mm. We also are where we are because we ask questions.
Yes.
So why can't we allow others and then lift others as we rise?
Yeah.
My mentor, always, one of my other mentors, Mekau Nantilula, says, as you rise, you raise. As you rise, you raise. So don't rise alone. Elula, pump up that will. So that is the purpose of elements like this, so we can raise as we rise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when people speak like that and they are critical towards industries and government, it's so, so easy to see nothing positive.
Yeah.
Generally, I find, and I now believe our former first lady, who would say, because Namibia is a post-traumatic country, we really have to find a way to deal with our traumas.
Yeah.
Because we are not sober. When we are dealing with something, there's something behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it becomes very difficult to really believe.
Mm.
you can walk into NEM Water at the receptionist, ask for Mr. Ono Ithete, who is the company secretary, and really get a meeting and get his audience and get information and go back. It becomes difficult to believe that you can do that authentically. It's very easy to think you got your water license because you know somebody at NEM Water and you bribed somebody or because you are privileged, etc.
Or because you are a foreign investor.
Yes. But you, I tell you, you can park at NEM Water tomorrow. And I'm not doing any advertising for them. Go to the reception. I want to put up a farm in Mangeti. I want to know how I can have a water pipe going there and get real guidance without compromising your person or your values. So I think because of the post-traumatic stress, we just have an element of distrust. You understand? And it's not technical. It's more in the human part, in the spirit, in the psychology. And we need to deal with this. Toapewa, how did she become a chairperson of Bannerman? So the questions just start flaring up. Even if Toapewa shows you how many qualifications and courses she she took, it's still, yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
So it's, is it not because of ABC? Are you telling me that my head is just got water? Nothing. And people can put a responsibility like that. What a bad decision. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Just because of indigenization.
Yeah.
Ayekako. Amuroro. So in terms of the conducive environment, I think let's put our system to the test. Yeah. Let us go to the Ministry of Mines and get the information that you want. Yes, we read about like people in the mining sector. Immediately you say, no, there's corruption there. What is corruption? The person went to apply for an EPL. They got an EPL. They hit a good deal. They got their money. That's it. Now, what was corruption there? Is it not maybe like suspicion? The environment where I sit is conducive. But doesn't mean it's conducive across the board.
Yeah.
Do you understand? We have a lot of income disparity. We have a lot of inequity in a lot of sectors. And we'll get to those sectors. But the environment where I said is conducive.
Yeah, the systems are in place, yes. We are not saying things are
moving. And they are complicated. Doesn't mean they are easy. They are complicated. That is why you must study. You must read. You must apply yourself. If you just say there's a policy or there's an act, the Mining Act is there. It's so intimidating if you don't have the time or the appetite to study it. So you need to study it as well. Otherwise, you'll just say, those policies, they're not speaking to us because you don't comprehend them. But how did the foreign investor get them? They are studying them. Do you understand? So I think there's a lot of personal work we need to do and it's collective.
Yeah. Yes, and colleagues, for those who are just joining us, whether you are listening online or you're listening via our social media or you have literally just tuned on your physical stereo. Thank you for joining us. It's the business and economic segment. But for today's a special one, is a mining segment. You know, we have been trying to do this. Mashua, we have been trying to do this mining segment. Like for real, we have tried.
I like the way you say for real.
We have tried to get the mining companies to come here. Because the most difficult question, even if I want you to listen tomorrow now, unpacking the day. We might have the deputy minister of our mines. And the critical questions are that, what are we getting out of our mining sector? And I'm glad those segments with Bannerman are coming. And it's also coming to the question I'm also going to put to the chairperson that, what is the economic value? What is the economic value of this mining? And yes, it's difficult to get the mining on board. That's why I'm showing appreciation to Bannerman Resources. Such Please. A small, crawling baby, according to the Imagine. To the where you are, but you open your door to come and share the journey and also to continue to come and tell us. And maybe just Metope also now moving to the most critical part of things. Yes, you are partaking in the there is what we call the indigenous wealth.
Mm.
Having an independent company and locking value. And we have a board which is local members. Now, the Namibian people are going to ask the questions. It's all about the various transmission channels of how your mining or your activity or your investment is going to benefit Namibian. So I think you said something that you asked, what is your mission for the company?
Mm.
We also in Namibian is that what is your mission for us when you are representing in the board? So I think maybe if you can just touch the basic on that, what can Namibian tend to benefit just at the high level as a chairperson on this investment by Bannerman Mining Resources?
Okay.
Mm.
You will appreciate that we won't be able to unpack this completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you'll appreciate that the social dynamics
mm-hmm.
of Namibia cannot be put on one company.
Yep.
That is why there's another proverb that says, "Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu."
Mm-hmm.
We are who we are because of others. I really believe, okay, this is not before Bannerman.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. Okay, now it's 2025.
Mm-hmm.
When the late Hage became the president,
mm-hmm.
I believed then already that we could absorb all our unemployment
mm-hmm.
within 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I say that? Because if you are saying half
mm.
is unemployed, it means it's 1-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so each one has a duty for one. And if each of us just commit to a duty for one,
mm-hmm.
we suck up. That was my basic basic approach. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The second one is my optics when I sit on another board, which mm-hmm. is a NIDA board,
mm-hmm.
is industries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, industries are catalysts.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got 20 industries and each industry has got the ability to create 400 jobs,
mm-hmm.
that is 8,000 jobs. Mm-hmm. It's like mm-hmm. it's got a capacity, and that just needs leadership.
Mm-hmm.
It just needs a decision
mm-hmm.
that tomorrow there will mm-hmm. be no more toothpaste coming in,
mm-hmm.
and therefore we are developing a toothpaste industry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
These are things that are low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that's how we end up putting pressure on other industries
mm-hmm.
because we don't have new industries
that are coming.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep over-depending on traditional industries,
mm-hmm.
fishing, mining,
mm-hmm.
construction,
mm-hmm.
but it has got a sponge mm-hmm. effect. Bannerman cannot create more than 760 jobs, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The capacity of the mine,
mm-hmm.
once it is operational, mm-hmm. right now it's not, we are building the mine.
Yeah.
But once it is operational,
mm-hmm.
it that's it. That is the capacity,
mm-hmm.
to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But when you want 20
mm-hmm.
similar effects,
mm-hmm.
you gotta go with the industries.
Yeah.
Open up this industry, open up this one.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to open up
mm-hmm.
is through leadership, which mm-hmm. means like import substitution, because
mm-hmm.
Namibia is already saturated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna develop new industries, it's mm-hmm. not through where we are seeing the SMEs now. No, it's mm-hmm. at leadership
mm-hmm.
where you say no more, for example,
mm-hmm.
no more sofas coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We want to develop the furniture industry.
Yeah.
That is that leadership. These people can keep making furniture all they want,
mm.
but it means nothing if there is no closure
mm.
of the dominant entrance
mm-hmm.
to allow ventilation for these ones
mm.
to open up. And yeah. that's how leadership mm. should approach it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, in mm-hmm. terms of where Bannerman is,
mm-hmm.
so we are right now after the mining license was issued,
mm-hmm.
which is in 2023.
Yeah.
And thank you again to the Ministry of Mines. I think we must develop a song to just appreciate the Ministry of Mines.
Yeah, we all have our different sentiments. Some of us, we like,
I agree.
Where I'm going to see Tom,
I agree. Yes. I am currently informal ambassadoress. What is a female ambassador?
Mm.
Just ambassador?
Mm, yeah.
Yes, I'm an unannounced ambassador of the Ministry of Mines.
Okay.
They need a breather.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be one of their ambassadors.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody else has thrown mamos.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I have my license, so I can be happy.
Yeah. No. Of course. Let's just appreciate. Yeah.
But truly, I think they need to be applauded.
Mm-hmm.
They are really overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much demand on the sector.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I'm saying. You need other sectors
mm-hmm.
to also open up
mm.
to stabilize the environment.
Yeah.
Because now you've got an over-reliance and over over dependency on the traditional sectors, but there's other sectors.
And maybe this is where now I come in. Like you indicated that it's all about leadership, and you are the chairperson. Maybe there are certain decisions that Bannerman have made in terms of procurement to say, we are going to construct this, we are going to do this, we are going to make a decision at the board level that these need to go to Namibia. Are there some maybe example of those that Bannerman has made?
Yes, as we speak. Yes, I think Mishua is smiling already. To us, it's not something to be to debate about. It was clarified long time ago that we are Namibianizing. The company must be Namibian. The capacity must be developed at that level. If there's a gap, we build that capacity. Do you understand? There's no excuse within our budget. So right now, we haven't experienced a deviation from that policy.
Okay.
Yes. So I think as we progress, dynamics might change. But right now, we've met all our milestones. And we are meeting all our milestones. And I don't foresee it changing or deviating. It's not negotiable. It's not something we debate about. It's a Namibian company that wants to do good. Do you understand? There are other companies that have got different shareholders. For example, okay, I'm not going to name names now.
Yep, please.
They rub it in your face that the shareholders are ABC and therefore deal with it without even considering low-hanging jobs that can be done by entry-level Namibians, level one, level two. Why would you want to import such skills? And that's back to leadership. Leadership must pronounce itself, but where we sit in our boards and in our work culture, that's something that we can't negotiate. And they know my blood, and I know their blood.
Yeah.
We've been together long enough to understand what local content really means to us.
So that means in your construction phase, because I know now is the construction phase, we are developing, we are connecting to certain infrastructure. So that decision has been made that yes, the contractors, even the water infrastructure, everything, those contractors are Namibian. The employees,
Namibian companies. Employing Namibians.
Yes, and also the employees are Namibian. So because some of these questions are quite basics, they look like quite basic, but when Namibian people are asking, what are we benefiting from that? And you, as you said, you're answering at the highest level. I'm now asking you at the highest level that if that decision has been made at that level, then when the technical team are going to come, I ask them
they
the numbers.
They can unpack, yeah.
Yes. So they for now, we are just unlocking the door.
Yeah.
The chairperson said this when she was here. Is that happening?
They actually, you know, because they know me so well now, because you can't lead from an unauthentic place. So they know my stance. My stance didn't start last week. It's a principle. And I know their stance as well. For example, let me tell you about this man, Werner Ewald. He's a perfectionist galore. So while I'm talking about employment creation, he's talking about quality assurance. Tapewa, we cannot compromise this quality. We cannot compromise this construction. We cannot compromise this standard. So then we talk and we close that gap. Okay, let's meet each other. What capacity must be built here for these people to come here? I don't want to compromise it either because that's the operator. Those are the people building the mine. I cannot say decrease the standard so you can meet a lower level. So we'll have to meet each other here. Okay, can we do it in phases? Can we see how do we build here to catch here? But our aim is the same, but we are looking through different optics.
Yeah, and I want you to slow down there.
Okay.
Because one of the excuses most of our bigger, I can even say SOEs and companies.
They keep that, saying there's no capacity.
There's no capacity. It's and you say something so beautiful. From and the most difficult people are quality assurance people, because for them it's all about quality. And you indicate that you as the leader is to get him to such a level that we are not going to reduce the quality, but we have a responsibility to create indirect and direct benefit to Namibians. So how do we get there? And as I said, okay, all right, I love that classical example that you did, and I think it's something that needs to be emulated by men, because I'm reading just excuses. The procurement is saying what? He's saying what? And now I have investors who are saying that, yes, building a mine is the most dangerous and very risky type of activity, especially even uranium. But you are getting to such a level to say we are able to provide the indirect and the direct benefit to Namibian people in this way. Mm-hmm. I think that is really, I get to appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I've learned and mm-hmm. what I've seen, I also see what you are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I'm wearing my indigenous hat, mm-hmm. I just say this is an insult.
Mm-hmm.
It's an insult to our intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me
mm-hmm.
that we are just good for driving over the bridge.
Yeah.
But we can't build the bridge.
Mm.
Eh? Are we mumu?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the way they say in West Africa.
Mm.
And if we are so incompetent,
mm.
can you not phase us in?
Yeah.
Do you understand? But you cannot make that conclusive assumption
mm.
that Namibians can't.
Mm-hmm.
Which ones?
Mm.
What did you do
mm.
to bridge the gap?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you accept that narrative
mm.
as normal?
Mm.
That is an insult. When will we grow up?
Yeah.
When are we going to build bridges in DR Congo?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they always coming to build here?
Mm.
And what are the specifications that are so complicated that cannot be digested? Yet we've got faculties of engineering
mm.
with maximum students there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult conversations, Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is maybe what we are gearing to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the technique.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the ability
mm.
to talk about difficult things.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the ability
mm.
to be what is it? Outlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the ability
mm.
to say what everyone is thinking,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want to say it
mm.
with the most modest approach and respect.
Yeah, which it's I do not easy. Have. But yes, I'm saying
which I do not have. No, we know your anointing. Mm. We all know your anointing. That one, it missed you. Yes, but you have your gifts.
Mm.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Is why you need us to balance you out.
Thank
yeah,
you.
What I mean is just mm-hmm. this transformation
mm.
is not going to come on its own.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be pushed
mm-hmm.
by difficult conversations.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, I because there are economic benefit, and mm. what I tell people is that for me, employment is not benefit.
Mm.
Employment is an exchange between those who have skill set and those who require them. But there is that level that you say that, yeah, sometimes we do not have the skill set, and the company is going to be deliberate from the top to make sure that Namibia get to such a level.
Mm.
And that is very important, as we have highlighted it there. Now, there is another component
mind
also.
Mind you, I also come with experience.
Yes.
Because we had similar challenges in
mm-hmm.
the previous board,
mm-hmm.
to understand, where we also had to build capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of developing programs
mm-hmm.
or interventions
mm-hmm.
or conversation
mm-hmm.
to build, to bridge that gap,
mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it comes with experience
mm-hmm.
and training and mm-hmm. exposure. So it becomes not easier,
mm.
but it becomes more practical
mm.
now.
So I need those type of people in their mm. board to be able to give such type of governance directions.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
You cannot just have space holders.
Mm.
Just somebody who says, oh, thank you, well done. Mm. Well done, what do you mean? Where I need to see my indicators
mm.
to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, otherwise,
mm.
a typical miner just wants to mine.
Yeah.
They just want to make sure
mm-hmm.
the equipment is working,
mm-hmm.
the pit is available,
mm-hmm.
the blast was done. I mean, the mining process, okay,
mm-hmm.
blast, you know, stockpile,
mm-hmm.
and then extraction,
mm-hmm.
You know, or extraction. That process is where they are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But you that has the other optics
mm-hmm.
need to remind them,
mm-hmm.
okay, Penyomatala Pongo,
mm-hmm.
Can we... Where can we intervene there?
Mm-hmm.
What does the spend look like?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is a catchment? You know, with the procurement, you have mm. a need a catchment.
Yes.
Okay, if you're saying 5 billion,
mm.
what percentage are we catching
mm.
on the sieve is mandatory? And what does that mean?
Mm.
And then you go back to the market, communicate with the stakeholders. If they don't step up,
mm.
for example, like maybe SMEs or entrant companies,
mm-hmm.
this is the requirements,
mm-hmm.
and they don't step up,
mm.
then you have disqualified yourself. But you got the opportunity. Mm-hmm. You got access to the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And also, Bannerman stepping up to come here, I think that is very, very important. Because we only mostly just read about uranium. Now, Meme chairperson, as I said, the technicality are going to come, the landscape of uranium, why uranium is very important, but I will remain at the board level. At the board level, there's something which is very important now. Namibia we have so much responsibility in social issues, and this term called the corporate social responsibility is very important. It also need to be intentional, and you as the chairperson of Bannerman Mining Resources Namibia, like, what is your view there? How are you going to direct the things to make sure it's just not about the employment and the procurement, but there's also some, again, intentional and deliberate spillovers among the community where you're operating. What is your direction on that regarding that aspect for Bannerman Resource Namibia?
There's another quote I'd like to share.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my quotes. Mm. My children always say, "Oh, Meme, I just asked for yogurt. Why do you have to give a seminar?" I just start with a quote. But anyway, I forgot the gentleman who said it, but he said, it's extremely difficult to run a successful enterprise in an unsuccessful community.
Yeah.
Just imagine the dynamics.
Mm.
Have you ever seen? I used to be judgmental, Gabriel.
Mm.
When I saw posters at companies, "Kapena I longer."
Mm.
First of all, I just thought it's an insult.
Mm.
Why am I saying it in Oshwambo? Because I thought they're saying to the Oshwambo readers, there's no work.
Mm.
Are we only looking for work or what? Are we not looking for stakeholders or partnership or etc.? But imagine what it means. Let's talk about Erongo region.
Mm-hmm.
There are just three sentences in Namibia for influx. Erongo, Commerce.
Yep.
The north, where people are going for opportunities. Either somebody's coming from here, vice that exchange.
Mm.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. They can't even focus.
Mm.
We are looking for work.
Mm.
Then you're like, what work? Any. Mm. Imagine somebody wants to work on a mine and they want to do any work.
Mm.
That's already a disqualification.
Yeah.
It's a technical field. You must have an artisan skill or some competency that allows you to serve at that level.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can't just take any. Do you get it?
Mm.
So you become discriminatory in practice, but not intentionally.
Yeah.
Because you cannot just put anyone onto it. Let's talk about the health and safety of our staff. Over the past 15 years, we haven't had one day of a lost injury. It's a marvelous achievement because we hear people, a crane fell on them. The instructions were in another language that they couldn't even know that the crane must go to the right and they did to the left and it fell onto the person. We hear of many things, but it is a technical field.
Mm.
So the direct benefits in terms of employment creation have to be intentional.
Mm.
That is why we are open.
Mm.
And when we serve, we advise, acquire these skills.
Mm-hmm.
There's a skills skills audit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a skills stock list of what type of skills are needed in different sectors over the next 15 years.
Mm.
Familiarize yourself with that. Do you understand? So you can enter with something. If not, I think the judgments and the opportunities keep going to the ones that already have access to them.
Yeah.
So at the governance level, like I said, it's extremely difficult to run an enterprise in an unsuccessful community.
Yeah.
Even when we develop our social responsibility programs, the flagship now is the early learner. When Mashua comes next time, she'll speak about it. But the early learner assistance program, because it matters to us.
Even to me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It matters to us what that young child is exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more they're in the streets, they're knocking on your window. Omey, give me something. They shouldn't be knocking on the window. They should be in a conducive environment as well. So there's a lot of layers and dynamics. So we chose what we are comfortable with. And we've been running with that for how many years now? 14 years. 14th. Yeah. Mm. So I guess you must tune in the next time so Mashua can come and unpack that. And in the meantime, look at all our socials because it's populated with evidence and videos and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But there are about three or four projects that we are involved in.
Mm-hmm.
We also involved, yeah. So she will share with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mekadigwa?
Tate. Kanjengo. Why must the Mekulu Nkwanyoka be added on, by the way? What is your Mekulu doing in this studio? Just say Kanjengo. Why must you bring your grandmother in the story?
Kanjengo Kamekulu
Nkwanyoka. Kamekulu
Nkwanyoka? Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so,
is she alive?
No.
Oh, I wish I met her.
Yeah, so she left her trouble, economic trouble.
Please.
it is good to document good stories, good investment. We want, the key question is always like, what are we benefiting? But maybe sometimes people are asking it directly, but it need to be broken down step by steps. Mm. As I said, now we have unlocked the door at the highest level.
Mm.
And we appreciate that you took time to come here and feed us through from that highest level, from the Bannerman mining resources. And we have seen the journey. We have seen the journey, and at the technical level, we're going to go through that journey. So we just want to appreciate you for also being willing to be taught at your age and to be transformed and to become a chairperson in the mining sector. So I think to me, it's also a big deal. I get to appreciate it. And also for Bannerman for being patient, not only with their reserve, but also for their for us.
They've definitely been patient with this reserve.
Yes.
So, you should meet my mentor, Mike Leach. So
we appreciate that. Mm. And we, Eagle FM, I'm going to keep saying this because I'm also just starting to appreciate it. Eagle FM is here to facilitate information. The public is asking difficult questions. Mm. We don't have them. We are not a journalist now. We are a bridge where those with the information can share with the other one. The economy cannot be built by those who are hiding and is saying this is too technical. Namibian people want to participate, and Eagle FM is willing to always give space to get that information, the right people. So we want to appreciate you for being here, and for Bannerman, wherever the investors are from, and the partnership, and their willingness to be able to be patient with us and to choose us, and for us to do these things together, I think it also needs to be appreciated. And just to give you 2 minutes to 3 minutes for you to sum up as the chairperson, the journey, and yes, going forward.
Thank you.
Mm.
Okay, I will use another scripture.
Quote.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, it speaks about season.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time and a season for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely tell you that my leadership style and the knowledge and the journey ahead, where I sit today, is not the same as it was 13 years ago and what it was in 2007, for example.
Okay.
So you grow and you take off some, cut off some elements, you sharpen others, and then you review your philosophy and look at your team. Are we growing? Are we not? Can we do better? Are we overstretching ourselves? Can we do more? Can we not do more? ABC. So I appreciate that my journey, and it's definitely a season. The conversations are totally different now from what they were before when we were waiting for the mining license. So obviously your dynamics are different. But I want to appreciate my team. I cannot imagine figuring out. We can't. We all need each other, and we're really a great team. We have monthly town hall meetings that our CEO, MD, hosts. He's based in Cape Town. Sometimes he flies up. In that town hall, the culture, the discussion, the attendance, to bring everyone into the room and to build a culture, it cannot be disregarded. And then the appetite for safety, I've never seen such. The safety drill. Yes, generally mines are safety drills, but the culture, and you cannot appreciate Werner for that. And then comes the team with the soft technical elements, Mashiwa, making sure that our message is right. you can't ignore all of that.
Mm.
And the early childhood learners program.
Mm.
So I really want to appreciate the journey thus far.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not mean it was easy.
Mm.
In fact, I say this was mining on its own.
Mm.
It's just that we were not blasting.
Mm.
Because just the journey to get the mining license, the dynamics, the different stakeholders.
Mm.
You're already mining. You're just not mining uranium.
Yeah.
But you are mining relationships. You're mining conversations. You are pushing. You are blasting. Some even blasted. Some blast back, you know, because of the dynamics.
Mm.
And then lastly, our government. I've had privilege to serve in other committees or boards, continental. I tell you, if government doesn't appreciate or create that peace and stability, it really disturbs investment.
Mm-hmm.
Some investments are never recouped.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just walk away because they don't recoup them.
Mm-hmm.
So our government, and I'm talking about government employees, because sometimes we blast them like nothing, but they must keep on keeping on.
Yeah,
we need those licenses, we need the documentation, we need them to be awake on the job. Yeah, so thank you for that, and thanks to Eagle FM for the platform, and to the young girl who's watching, says, wow, how did this lady make it? You've just heard the story. You are prepared, you are trained, but you must be trainable. I find this third one is the challenge many times. We become too proud and we're not teachable. Teachability is a spirit. And once you become teachable, I think you're unstoppable. Yes.
And as a chairperson, so we are going to get our nuclear, right? I mean, our uranium, right? From that reserve. We are going to get it, right?
We can already, okay. It's just that we can't bring it to studio. But how about we invite you to the mine? You need to experience. Kanjengo. Kwanyoka will now wake up. You need to look at it and say, ah, is this yellow cake?
Yeah, because we just hear things, man.
You never seen uranium before? I mean, yellow cake?
No. As much as I talk so much about minerals.
May I use this platform to invite you, please? Please say yes. Will you come? Thank you. So you come and see yellow cake, my dear. The cake is really yellow. Imagine. it's like a
okay.
Yeah. And you appreciate the process from blasting to stockpiling,
leaching and others. I just read the process. Yes.
Oh, chili.
No, I know the whole process. I read up with everything.
And you never saw it?
No.
Okay, Mashiwa, this is an injustice. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's only fair for you to come. We have a demonstration plant.
Okay.
So you, this is now I'm taking my authority now to invite you and your team. Come over so you can experience. And then we do another segment and say, we were there. We saw the heap leach. We saw it take place, not a virtual image. We were there practically. So please, can you accept my invitation on air?
Yes.
Look in my eyes. Hosa. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The invitation is accepted.
Okay.
You're not looking in my eyes?
Yeah, I have a problem.
Okay. Can you try?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Thank you. He looked in my eyes. All right. You're so, most welcome.
So, ma'am, as I said, we appreciate everything, and we will be here to facilitate the information flow, the statistic and the data. We have a team which is capable of interpreting to share that information to Namibians that are asking questions. And we cannot wait for the technical team to talk about the price of uranium, the contract, everything in the process. We are ready to discuss that.
Okay, but you will appreciate that there's some information. We can't just tell you all the details, I beg.
We understand.
Thank you.
We are just looking for that economic value for us. And for the investor. Because you are risking your capital, we do understand the dynamics. So with that,
and for the environment,
and I forgot, and the precious Namibia, the environment, definitely. So Mekadigwa, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
10 minutes. I'm a very generous man, as I said,
and I'm a very quiet person. I'm generally very shy.
Yeah.
Colleagues. Look at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this was the economic, the business and economic segment. Today was a special segment brought to you by Bannerman Resources or Bannerman Mining Resources Namibia. Mm. And in case you didn't hear the numbers, the numbers are coming. We have been writing about these numbers. We've been talking about the powering about 7 to 8 nuclears. We've been talking about the procurement of infrastructures. We've been talking about 100% of their employees being Namibians. We are coming to give you those numbers and those technical details. Today was we were just opening the door, but all those details, the key question of how are we going to benefit from Etango mining? Why did they wait for 15 years? What is in store for Namibia and what is in store for them? We will bring you this information. As for today, thank you so much for choosing us. If you are listening via online, thank you for using your data. If you are listening via the radio, we still appreciate you. And for those who are watching via Facebook, this is a big deal. This is one thing that I decided not to do here, but yes, Mekatigwa, I've been not wanting to go on camera, so I did this for Bannerman for you, for agreeing to come here. Never wanted to be online.
Really?
So,
please appreciate show this. Face again.
Thank you so much and have a very good night.
Thank you. Ciao.